Take it or leave it. If you were someone looking to retire, you might be thinking whether or not you should keep your pension as it stands or consider taking the commuted value. Matt Ardrey is Vice President and Portfolio Manager at TriDelta Financial Partners, Inc., and he joins me now to talk about how to walk through this decision. Matt, this must be a question that you get a lot from people who have pensions. First off, how do you define commuted value? Just frame the decision that people are going to be making here.
Sure. So the commuted value, Bruce, is if you kind of think back to high school math, is the present value of the future payments. So if we had to give you a pot of money today to pay out the future pension tomorrow, how much would that money be? And a lot of factors go into that, depending on your age, the pension amount, if it's indexed. And the big one these days, of course, is the rate of return that's being used to calculate it.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you have your eye on that is time sensitive is some changes coming in December 2020. Tell us what's going to change.
Well, I haven't seen the full and precise details of this, but essentially what they're doing is they're making changes to how the interest rate is being applied to a pension. So right now you kind of have a constant interest rate over the entire life of the pension, whereas in the future they're going to be able to kind of manipulate this and say, okay, for the first 5 years, we have a low interest rate environment now of 1%, but in the future, we think this is going to be higher. So essentially, they're making changes, I guess, to try to make their projections more realistic. However, when we're in a low interest rate environment, this works against the pensioner who wants to take their commuted value. Hmm.
So if you're going to do it, you might do some thinking in the short term because you may be further ahead to do it now than in a year or two.
That's correct. Yeah. And these changes are just a couple of months down the road, December 1st.
So let's go through the basic cost-benefit thinking that a pensioner or a soon-to-be pensioner needs to think through. On both sides, what are the costs and benefits?
Sure. So if you decide to take the pension, most of them are relatively guaranteed. Now, we always know that there are the Nortels and Sears of the world where their defined benefit pensions are not as safe as they once thought. However, if you perhaps maybe had a government pension or an Omer's pension or something like that, you can be pretty certain that they're going to be around to continue to pay out your pension in the future. So you're getting a guaranteed income stream for the rest of your life, however that may be. On the flip side, the big thing that comes into pension calculations is longevity. It comes into estate planning and what's going to be left essentially for your spouse and your heirs. So if you have a pension and you have a spouse, the most common calculation is the spouse will get around 2/3 of your pension if you die. So, you know, depending on when you go, 1/3 of your pension value is kind of lost. Now, unless you buy, you know, a guarantee and there's other things you can do actuarially, but assuming nothing else, 10 years down the road into your retirement, something happens, you die, 1/3 of your pension's gone. If that something that happens is something catastrophic like a car accident and it takes you and your spouse out, that entire pension is gone. Whereas if you commuted the value, some would still exist for your estate.
Sounds like the pessimist's option is to take the commuted value, that you predict that you're not going to live indefinitely and for all time, or that something could happen to both you and your spouse. Is that a reasonable way to characterize it?
I wouldn't necessarily call it, you know, pessimistic, because it's not always a pessimistic situation in which the commuted value is the better option. Taking a look at one of the big things I noticed where there's a real bump in taking the commuted value over the pension is for somebody who's perhaps been packaged off. So let's say we take somebody who's 50 and their pension's going to pay them out at 65. looking at their comparison, they have 15 years to grow the value of that lump sum before they, you know, quote unquote, take a pension from it. So in those cases, it actually looks a lot better to take the commuted value than the pension. So it's not always pessimistic. That being said, after you've lived enough in your life, you realize that life doesn't always go into a straight line from A to B. So
what bias could a financial advisor have on this question? And we'll talk in a bit about the math, but if this gives the advisor an additional chunk of money to manage, which they earn a fee on, is it hard for an advisor to be 1,000,000,000% objective?
To me, that depends on the advisor. I have personally worked as a fee-only, fee-based advisor for my entire career of, it'll be 20 years in the beginning of October, so just in a week or so. And I've never tried to put that into a consideration. When I do an analysis, I take a look at what the pension stream is going to be and what is the break-even rate of return. If the break-even rate of return is coming out at 6%, I'm not going to tell someone to commute the value because that just makes no sense. But if the break-even rate of return is 3%, well, then there's a definite argument there for commuting the value because you can definitely do better than 3% just on dividends of certain stocks. Mm-hmm.
Just before we go here, and obviously there's tons more to discuss in the actual mathematical calculation, but what level of risk tolerance is required? Because it would seem like just sticking with the pension is a much safer route.
Well, for me, I don't think you have to have an abnormally large risk tolerance, assuming the break-even makes sense. If you're looking at a break-even rate of return of 3%, we can get into some, blue chip stocks that pay solid dividends, which are going to be well in excess of 3%, mixing that with some fixed income, some alternative investments that generate in the 7-9% range a year, all without taking on a lot of volatility risk. So you can take, to me, you can take your sort of, quote unquote, balanced portfolio, the 60-40 portfolio, that sort of risk profile. And in a lot of cases, that will be sufficient for what you would need.
Right. This is one of the areas where I think financial advisors have an easier time proving the value of the advice, because you want that depth of thinking on the math and you want a third party to have a second set of eyes on it. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Bruce.
Matt Ardrey, Vice President and Portfolio Manager at TriDelta Financial Partners, Inc., to talk about the big pension question and whether or not you stick with what you got or take the commuted value.